offering books handy. We'll be starting the invitation song in just a little bit. Appreciate your presence tonight, even though the inclement weather was threatened and you knew who was speaking, you came anyway. But we appreciate your presence. Good to have my older brother, in the audience tonight. That's very rare, and usually I'm sitting at his feet, which if the truth were known, I'd rather be doing that tonight. But we're blessed to be together, and all of us to be together, and to sing the beautiful songs we've sung. A couple of them were new, Mel, to me. As old as I am, you'd think I'd sung them all, but wonderful thoughts in these songs, and aren't we blessed to be able to sing those praises to God? Yeah, shake your head this way, that's right. So it's a blessing to be able to do that, isn't it? To know to whom we are singing, as Paul and Silas did in the book of Acts, as they had been beaten and put in prison, who did they sing to? Sing praises to God. So we are blessed, after all of these years, to continue to be able to do that, and then to have a capable leader. And one who leads songs, not like his songbook's on fire. We have some song leaders at home. We got to get those songs done. And you hardly have time to think about what you're singing. And so this is refreshing to be able to sing these songs in a speed where I can even think about what we're singing. Phil, where are you? Back there. Okay, appreciate your good prayer. It's good to be led in prayer by, obviously, from someone who's prayed to God before. Always good to pray to God, and we don't take advantage as often as we should in praying to God. My brother-in-law always tells me that my sermons don't have to be eternal to be immortal, and neither do our prayers. And I can just say, thank you, God, for my blessings, can't I? Sure I can, and just be reminded of that every day. I think Keith was talking about politicians talking about at the end of their speeches, God bless America. Well, I tell you what, he has been blessing us, hasn't he? And one of these nights this week, we're going to talk about living in an ungodly nation. And all those blessings are going to be taken away from us because every nation that's ever done what we're doing are gone. They lost it all, and so will we. Maybe not this generation, but we cannot abide, we cannot live under the eyes of God and do what we're doing. Now to our lesson tonight. We're talking about denominationalism and the church. When I'm walking, not so much when I was a child, I like to walk on firm ground now. I don't like to walk on things that are not solid or not firm, don't you? When I'm driving, we lived in West Virginia, we kind of got on some hillsides that we weren't sure if all four tires were on the highway or not. My mother-in-law was riding with us in the back seat, and she got a little bit, she could see about 100 miles down in the valley, and got a little afraid for a while. But as students of the Word of God, aren't we blessed to be able to stand on the solid ground? And I hope that tonight this lesson will be a lesson of confidence building. That I'm glad that I'm here and that I stand where I stand in the Word of God. Because I can take my Bible and you can take your Bible and we can take our index finger and as Andy Griffith would say, we could point to it and say, it's right here. When somebody asks us why we believe what we believe, well, we've always done it that way. No. No, it's in the book. Read the book. Had a lady tell me, Mr. Hafley, she said, I see that what you're saying is in there. And her next word was, but. But what? But she wasn't going to change. That was the idea. She saw it. Just like the audiences in Jesus' day, whose hearts were so hard. you can do that very thing. You've heard the word tonight. Release with all of your heart this body, not your blood pump. And we'll sing an invitation song in a moment to encourage you to take a seat here in this front row. And all we'll ask you to do is to make the confession that cost Jesus his life. Are you the Son of God? You know that I am. Nobody's ever asked me, are you the Son of God? No, nobody ever will. But Jesus said, in essence, because you've had to ask, you know who I am. There was no doubt. And there's no doubt in your mind. Won't you respond to his invitation while we stand, Mel, and while we sing?